Quit eating your burgers off a coffee table. If you want to eat a burger, put it on a bar. Follow your instincts to B-Dubs for the new All-American Cheeseburger. Fresh, juicy beef smashed till it's crispy around the edges, covered in gooey cheese, and stacked to the ceiling with deliciousness. And knock that baby down with a frosted beer at the bar, just like the sports gods intended. The new All-American Cheeseburger at Buffalo Wild Wings. Roar! Please drink responsibly.
This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good morning, Vikran. Shifting our focus to REITs now, do you think that Singapore REITs have performed well?
Yeah, the Singapore yield spread is the most attractive in the region, whether you compare it with Malaysia, even US, Hong Kong or Japan. It's the most compelling across the region.
It's also been a challenging period for the retail segment in Singapore. Do you think that they are facing a tough backdrop?
The retail environment has become very challenging, especially with the threat from online retail, which is very real. There is a shift in the shopping patterns, preference towards online retail, and the footfall may not necessarily be the indicator of how much retail spending will increase in the malls. So against this backdrop, the retail landlords have been facing very stiff challenges. They are trying to shift into more experiential-based tenants, such as the food and beverage segment, which is very difficult to replicate online. But it comes at the expense of margins.
Have you observed lower occupancy rates going forward?
So sector-wise, the rents are beginning to become negative, though none of the REITs have started reporting negative reversions yet. Although, we do get some guidance that there could be a negative reversion quarter coming soon.
What about the office space segment? Do you think it's slowing down?
There has been a large office supply in Singapore, especially in 2016. About over 4 million square feet of space is expected to complete. The big ones coming from Marina One this year. Against this, there is a supply-side pressure, and we do see a correction in the office rents. However, from next year on, there is a rather limited supply that will be coming on stream. So we believe that this one is a correction, but not a down cycle for the office sector. After the correction this year, office rent should start to trend up with GDP from next year on.
From an investor perspective, do you think it's a good time to be looking at REITs?
As I mentioned, we prefer developers over REITs given the lesser of an impact on the back of interest rate hike. But that said, we do see value in REITs as well, because typically the interest rate hike happens when against the backdrop of a pickup in growth. And in such a situation, REITs tend to transition from being viewed as yield vehicles to growth vehicles, and continue to be in focus. If, however, the growth prospects are not clear, then the interest rate hike will also likely be delayed. And in such a situation, REITs as a yield vehicle will continue to be preferred vehicle. So REITs would provide you best of both the scenarios.
And what's your outlook on the sector going forward?
We see emerging value in the hospitality space on back of pickup in visitor arrivals and in the business park space on back of literally zero supply forward. Within the REITs, our key picks are CDL Hospitality Trust, Ascendas REIT, Ascott Residence Trust and Keppel REIT.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.
Quit eating your burgers off a coffee table. If you want to eat a burger, put it on a bar. Follow your instincts to B-Dubs for the new All-American Cheeseburger. Fresh, juicy beef smashed till it's crispy around the edges, covered in gooey cheese, and stacked to the ceiling with deliciousness. And knock that baby down with a frosted beer at the bar. Just like the sports gods intended. The new All-American Cheeseburger at Buffalo Wild Wings. Roar! Please drink responsibly.